For the text of the message, let us turn to Acts chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
请大家翻到《使徒行传》第一章第八节跟第九节。
Acts 1, 8, 9.
使徒行传一章八节和九节。
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
使徒行传一章第八节，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Hallelujah, he lives.
Hallelujah, 主复活。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew word. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah 是一句希伯来文，就是意思就是说赞美主。
Once there was an atheist who tried to say that Jesus did not arise from the dead.
曾经有一个无神论的人，他要否定耶稣复活。
But all the people, thousands of them stood up and they shouted, "He lives."
但是曾经有几千人，他们站起来就对他说，主复活了。
This is the happiest day in our Christian calendar, he lives.
在我们基督徒的节日里面，今天是最喜悦了，因为主复活了。
This is even greater than Christmas.
这比圣诞节更有喜乐。
How do you know that Jesus lives?
你怎么知道主复活了呢？
The song that we just sang, he lives within my heart.
就是刚才我们的诗歌曾经说过的，主复活了，住在我的心。
And the fact that Christ rose from the dead is the most attested fact of history.
而且主复活是一个事实，是历史证明的。
He appeared 10 times to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
在主还未升天之前，曾经向门徒显现有十次。
The first Sunday, the first resurrection day, he appeared 5 times to the disciples.
在第一个复活节，就是第一个主日的时候，他五次向他的门徒显现。
First of all, to Mary Magdalene, out of whom 7 devils were cast out.
第一个向他显现的就是玛利亚，就是有七个鬼附身被驱赶出去的玛利亚。
Surely she loved the Lord most, and Jesus appeared to her the first one.
我想主他一定是特别的爱主，所以主就首先向他显现。
Then secondly, to the other women who went with Mary of Magdalene.
第二呢，就是向那些与玛利亚一起去坟墓的那些妇女显现。
The third.Time was to Peter who denied the Lord, but the Lord had forgiven him, and so he was number one of the men.
而第三次的显现是向那三次不认他的彼得显现，但主已经原谅他了，所以他就成为了使徒们的第一位。
The fourth time was to the two disciples going to Emmaus.
第四次的显现是向去以马忤斯的两个门徒显现。
And the fifth time, the last time, on the first Resurrection Sunday, was to all the disciples except Thomas.
而第五次的显现是在也是第一个复活节的傍晚，向所有的门徒除了多马以外向他们显现。
After this, the next Lord's Day, Jesus appeared to the disciples with Thomas.
而另一个主日呢, 主就向所有的门徒显现, 包括多马本身。
And then Jesus went to Galilee and appeared to the seven disciples who went fishing.
然后呢, 耶稣又再次的在加利利海, 向七个门徒显现。
And at another time, 500 saw our Lord Jesus Christ.
而在另一次呢, 有至少500个人都见证了主的复活。
And the next time was to James in Jerusalem.
而他另一次也是在耶路撒冷向雅各显现。
And the last time was when we have just read the scripture that Jesus told them to go into all the world to preach the gospel from Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
而他最后一次的显现就是在我们刚才所读的这个经节里面，主对他们说：“你们要留在耶路撒冷，等候父所拣选的日子。圣灵必降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。”
And now we come to the climax of the resurrection experiences was his ascension into heaven.
现在我们要来到他复活，主耶稣基督复活经历的高潮，就是他的升天。
Why are we so happy today?
为什么我们今天这么快乐呢?
Because our Lord has risen from the dead.
因为我们的主已经死里复活了。
And this is the main reason why our sins are forgiven.
而就是因为这个原因，所以我们的罪已经得赦了。
Of course, we must confess our sins that He will forgive us.
当然我们还是要向主认罪，他才会赦免我们。
But if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, we are still dead in our sins.
但如果主耶稣基督还未复活的话，你和我仍死在罪恶过犯当中。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul answered those who are atheists who rejected the rising of Jesus Christ from the dead.
在哥林多前书第15章， 使徒保罗回答了那些无神论的人，他们说没有复活。
And I'm sorry to tell you that there are church leaders who are there on the very top, pastors, theologians, but they don't believe in the resurrection of the dead.
同样的，很可惜，今天在许多有些教会的领袖，甚至是神学家，他们也不相信复活这个事实。
To prove that, there was an old couple. The husband was a theologian of an American seminary.
为了证明这一点呢，我记得有在美国有一对老夫妇，这个丈夫呢是一间神学院的这个神学教授。He
lectured in the seminary, but he never believed in the resurrection of the dead.
他在这个神学院里面教书，可是他本身不相信主的复活。And
I can assure you that there are many leaders in the church today who do not believe in the resurrection of the dead.
我也可以告诉你说，今天在教会里面也有许多的领袖，他们不相信主的复活。
But I thank God for the BP tradition, we believe in the resurrection of the dead.
但感谢主，在我们的笃信圣经长老会的教会里面，我们都相信主的复活。
Practically, the majority of celebrations of the early rising of the dead are the BPs.
而那些早期庆祝主复活的，都是这些笃信圣经长老会的教牧。
But that old professor, after he had reached 80 years,
可是这个老教授，当他到80岁的时候，
he and the wife, his name is called Van Dusen.
他的名字是 Van Dusen.
Both covenanted that there was no purpose of living on earth when they are so old, so they committed suicide together by taking sleeping pills.
因为他们觉得自己年老了，活着也没有意义了，所以就彼此立约，就吃了这些安眠药自杀。
But we thank God that Jesus has risen from the dead from the 10 appearances he gave to the disciples.
但是我们感谢主，主借着他十次向门徒显现，让我们看到他的确是复活了。
He preached to them, he ate with them, and he said, "You can feel my hands. A spirit has not flesh and bones."
他向他们讲道，并且和他们同赐， 而且他也对他们说，你们要摸我的手，因为灵魂是没有血肉的。
Are you troubled? Are you despairing this morning?
今天早上你是否忧伤烦恼呢？
Whatever trouble we have, and we come here even sadly.
无论你今天有着怎么样的困难，或许你今天来到教会是满心忧伤的。
But the fact that the choirs, the young people, the children, with their bamboo music, should make you very happy.
但是我相信诗班他们所呈现的诗歌，尤其是儿童诗班，借着他们这些特别的乐器向你呈现的诗歌，应该使你感到喜乐。
Because Jesus lives, He will help you to carry on to live.Even through much trouble.
因为我们的主复活了，所以他能够帮助你继续的有力量啊活下去。
The happiest fact is that because he lives, our sins are forgiven.
最喜乐的事实就是因为他活着，所以今天我们的罪都得赦了。
Our salvation never depended a wee bit on our effort to save ourselves.
我们的救恩从来不是依赖着我们自己的善行。
Our salvation completely depends on Jesus, the great doctor. It is He who can heal us of our sins.
我们的救恩是完全依赖着这主耶稣那个伟大的医生，因为只有他能够救我们。
That is part one of the Easter message.
所以这是今天早上信息的第一部分。
But now we have part two of the Easter message.
现在我们要进入第二部分。
Is when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
就是当主耶稣基督升天过后。
He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
在这之前呢，他曾经嘱咐门徒要到世界各地去传讲福音。
It is given the fullest in Matthew chapter 28:18-20.
他这个整个大使命最完整的记载是在马太福音第28:18-20。
In Acts, the stress is on going forth into all the world to preach the gospel.
在使徒行传的第一章的重点呢，这经节的重点是要门徒到世界各地去传福音。
So while we are rejoicing in our salvation that our sins are forgiven.
虽然说我们现在为着我们的救恩来感谢上帝。
We are also taught that being saved, we are to serve.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们既然被救了之后，就应该侍奉主。
And the commission, great commission is given to us that we go into all the world and tell the good news.
而大使命的命令就是要我们到世界各地去传讲福音。
What did theApostles say when they went up preaching after Jesus rose from the dead.
当主复活之后，门徒出去传讲福音的时候，讲些什么呢？
Everywhere they went, they said Jesus Christ is risen.
无论他们到何处去，他们都说主复活了。
That is a message that we should give to the world. We have a living Savior.
这就是我们要传给世界的信息，因为我们的主是活着的。
With all the fighting, bloodshed that is in the world.And we pray that it may not come to Singapore.
今天在世界各地有许多战争和流血的事件，我们盼望这些事件不会临到我们的国家。
It is still the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Savior who has control over everything.
唯有主耶稣基督，我们活着的救主，有这个能力来控制和掌管这一切。
But the commission has been given to us, to the church, those of us who are saved.
那是这个大使命呢，是给予我们每一个人，就是每一个重生得救的人。
It is given to every one of us. We have a part in spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth.
这个大使命是给予我们的，所以我们每一个人都有责任去把福音传到世界各地。
So how is the work of the church to be done?
所以上帝的工作要怎么样才做呢？
It is not to be by vertical, this expression.
不是通过直线上升的这个方式，这个表达方式。
Peter had 3,000, 5,000 believed the Lord in one day.
圣经说彼得讲道的时候有三千或五千到五千人信主。
But did he stay in Jerusalem to build a huge church?
但是他是否有留在耶路撒冷建立一个人数众多的教会呢？
Like the biggest church in the world is in Korea, and the pastor is called Cho Yong-gi.
就如在韩国就有这个牧师建立了一间世界最大人数最多的教会，他的名字叫 Cho Yong-gi.
He boasts of a congregation of 500,000.
他夸口至少自己的夸口说自己的会众人数至少有五十万。
And he has at least 100 assistant pastors.
而且他也有至少一百个注目。
And he builds a big church that can contain over 10,000 in Korea.
而他在韩国呢就建了一间教会能够容纳一万人。
But did Peter do that?
但是彼得是否有这么做呢？
The Bible tells us Peter did not build a big church in Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们说彼得没有在耶路撒冷建立这么一间庞大的教会。
But after he was in Jerusalem, he went to Samaria, to Joppa, to Caesarea.
过后呢，他离开耶路撒冷，就到撒玛利亚还有其他的地方去传福音。
And he went to Asia Minor and to Corinth and finally to Rome.
他到了亚细亚，到了哥林多，甚至最后到罗马这个地方。
So did Paul in his three missionary journeys went to the uttermost part of the earth.
所以使徒保罗在他的三次宣教行程中是否有到世界各极处呢？
I am very glad that Life Church is patterned after the apostles.
我很高兴因为我们的教会是根据使徒保罗他们宣教的方式而行。
At first, when they wanted to build a house across the street, the architect had drawn a 12-story tower for us.
起初当我们要重建这个美乐园的时候，我们的设计师为我们建筑设计师为我们设计了一栋12层楼高的楼房。
Praise the Lord, the government cut it down to 4 stories.
感谢主，我们的政府把这十二层楼减成4层楼。
Because we are going to extend across the street, mostly for the use of the Bible College.
因为我们要扩展对面的地方，主要是为这神学院的这个用途。
Of course, build a house will be used according to the needs of the situation, and it will be shared lovingly between the college and the church.
当然，我们美乐园的地方也是可以被也是生命堂跟神学院共用的。
But there are churches in Singapore that boast of 5,000 or 10,000 membership.
但是我们知道有些教会他们夸口说自己的人数有5000甚至10000人。
But they do not obey the commission of the Lord to go into all the world.
可是他们却不遵守主的使命，就是要到世界各地去传福音。
We want to thank God that He has led us to 9 ASEAN countries.
感谢主，他带领我们到了9个亚细亚的国家。
And has given us the commission to Saipan and to Africa and to the Holy Land.
这是差遣我们到塞班到这个非洲还有甚至到中东的地区的国家。
And I'm very glad for our members that they know how to designate gates to whichever country, whichever mission is in the greatest need.
而当我看到我们的会友能够借着金钱上的奉献来支持这些国家的需要，工作上的需要，我心里感到十分的喜乐。
That you follow the news report from the Church Weekly, and you are mindful to pray and to give.
因为你根据周刊上的记录，你为着这些宣教场所来祷告和在金钱上侍奉支持他们。
This morning, as you receive the message from the Lord anew.In this ascension, he gave the great commission.
今天当我们重新从主复活之后所给我们的大使命中，我们重新得到这个命令。
This great commission, I would restate to be the first commandment to the church.
这个大使命又可以称为教会从神那里所领受的第一个命令。
Although the needs are great to build a house, yet we must not forget that nations is number one on the agenda of our Lord.
虽然我们在建筑这个重建美乐园方面有很大的需要, 但是我们不可以忽略这个传福音的工作, 因为这个更重要。
As we continue to support the needs of missions, the Lord will also bless us with offerings to the builder house.
当我们继续在金钱上支持这些不同国家的宣教场所, 主也会供应我们一切的需要来重建美乐园。
So this morning we have got two messages.
所以今天早上我们有两个信息。
The first one is that the sins are forgiven because he lives.
第一个信息就是因为主活着，所以我们的罪得赦了。
The second is that we are saved to serve.
第二个信息就是我们今天得救是为了要侍奉他。
When Jesus ascended to heaven,
当主耶稣升天的时候,
an angel came and asked him, "You have just left your congregation on earth and come up here."
有个天使就来问耶稣说, 主啊, 你刚刚离开了你的会众, 回到天国。
If they will not go into all the world to preach the gospel as you have commanded them,
如果你的门徒们没有按着你的指示到世界各地去传福音的话,
what will be the outcome?
那么结果会怎么样呢?
Jesus answered,
耶稣就这样回答说,
My disciples, they are my hands and my feet.
他说, 我的门徒们就是我的手,我的脚。
If they will not go forward, I have no other way.
如果他们不去传福音的话, 我就没有其他的方法。
He would not send angels to go and preach.
因为耶稣不会差天使去传福音。
But he wants us who love him to go and preach.
那是他要的是我们这些爱他的人出去为他工作。
When the Lord saved me that noonday and I was born again,
当主拯救了我之后,
and I knew that my sins were all forgiven by the song that I love, Jesus keep me near the cross, all my sins are washed away.
那个时候我借着一首诗歌清楚地知道自己的罪已经得赦了。
The first reaction in my heart was, even if the Lord will send me to Tibet, I will go.
那时候我心里的第一个反应就是, 若主要差我到西藏的话,我也会去的。
Now I must confess that I do not have that courage or bravery.
现在我要承认说, 很可惜, 我已经没有这个勇气这么做了。
But at least I had his constraining love to me when I was in Korea.
但是当我在韩国的时候, 主的爱就激励了我。
Well, Korea is outside of Mongolia.
你知道韩国是在蒙古, 蒙古以外。
And it was very hard going because I was on the trail to evangelize 25 days, preaching two sermons a day.
那个时候我参加了这个25天的宣教工作,布道工作, 而每天要讲两堂道。
And it was very rough going.
那个时候真的是很辛苦。
Because Korea, in those early days, many of the roads were not paved.
因为在韩国早期的时候,很多路都是没有铺好的。
And when our car was behind another car,
所以当一辆车在另一辆车的后面的时候,
all the dust would be entering into our lungs.
那些灰尘呢,都会,那些尘土呢,都会飞到我们的脸上。
And I began to become very discouraged, said, Lord, this is too hard going.
那个时候我心里就感到很灰心,就对主说,主啊,这太辛苦了。
Then the Lord said, didn't you say you want to go to Tibet?
那个时候主提醒我说, 你不是曾经说过要到西藏去吗?
I bow my head, Lord, have mercy on me.
那个时候我就低下头对主说, 主啊, 你怜悯我。
Lord, the Lord's main concern is to go into all the world that they may hear the gospel and be saved.
因为主今天最关心的就是要我们到世界各地去传福音, 好叫那里的人能够听到福音。
Because he is a living savior who can save.
因为他是唯一能够拯救我们的复活的主。
I hope that today you may receive a new understanding of the great commission that has been given to us.
所以今天盼望大家对于这个大使命有一个新的认识。
But anyway, we are very, very happy.
但是无论怎么样，我们今天都很有喜乐。
I thank God for all the wonderful singing of the choir.
感谢主，让诗班有这么美妙的歌声。
How many hallelujahs I've sung, I've lost count.
今天你唱了多少次哈利路亚，我已经数不清了。
And also we have a very happy tradition of our Easter breakfast.
而且很高兴的，今天我们也像历常那样，在聚会过后有这个早餐。
Never can you get together to have a meal together, but on Easter sunrise service, we can have this fellowship.
在复活节这一天能够有这样一个美好的团契，真的是很难得的。
May everyone remain by fellowship with one another, and as we eat, we can think of our risen Savior.
所以当我们在聚会过后请留步，我们一起享用早餐，互相的团契交通，并且纪念我们的复活的主。
Hallelujah, He is risen.
Hallelujah, 主复活了。
I hope you can say together with me, Hallelujah, He is risen.
希望你能够跟我一起讲这句话。
All right, Hallelujah, He is risen. Amen.
Amen.